T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
421, thanks for hanging out with us. The question we're asking today, should the feds regulate Facebook? Our phone number is 612-208-2399. We're taking your responses and we'll air them later in the show. And joining us now, as you heard, Stephen Belton, president and CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities. Stephen, welcome as always.
Hey, Stephen.
Thanks, Jordana. Hi, Paul. Good to be with you.
So what? Weigh in on that question. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to watch any of the hearings or see the 60 Minutes interview, but do you think the feds should regulate Facebook?
Yeah, I'm glad you're asking the world's leading expert on social media this question.
Yes, you are. Today you are.
I was telling Dave, your producer, that I'm faithful to check my Facebook account once a year, whether I need it or not.
So, on your birthday. That's the only good Facebook does.
That's right. I actually do have a strong views about this, though. I do believe that social media, not specifically Facebook, and not only Facebook, but as the biggest of the social media providers, and for Facebook and Instagram, I do believe that there should be some form of regulation. I think social media has gotten to be, in some ways, like the way that we look at internet access. It's become kind of a social utility, and because of the way that it is so integral to society in general, social media, and to communications in general, and it's not simply for entertainment or for casual or informal communications. There are critical and important communications that happen there. I think there should be, and it's time to have some regulation over there. I also think, given in the focus of the hearings today, given its similar impact on the development of our youth, it would be irresponsible now to put some form of regulations in place.
Stephen, you may be just barely old enough to remember Walter Cronkite.
Of course.
And Americans would gather in front of the television, 60s and 70s. I guess what I'm driving at is that there was sort of a reality. Most Americans, as recently as the 60s and 70s, sort of acknowledged the same reality. Okay, Democrats have different policies than Republicans, but we didn't argue over facts. We didn't argue over the nature of reality itself. So something has changed. And I think Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, I don't know him, never met him, but I take him at his word when he said that his goal was to unite people and that communicating is a good thing and sharing photos and keeping in touch with Aunt Gertrude. May she rest in peace. All good things. But to me, as a tech guy, it reminds me that any technology that can be used for good can be used for nefarious reasons or to divide us. And that really is what's happening now. I stay in my bubble. I communicate with people who look like me, who think like me, who worship like me. It's just so much easier than getting beyond your bubble. Do you have any thoughts on this and what we can do to come together as a nation? I'm just curious where your head's at on that.
Well, so first of all, Paul and Jordana, nobody should be shocked that Facebook is placing profits before people. And I'm not one of the people who wants to demonize this company or demonize the intent or motivations of Mark Zuckerberg and the executives at Facebook. But for crying out loud, they're in business to make a profit, and they've been wild
right
doing that. Their investors are happy. The public is generally happy with the products that they produce. And the fact that they are putting the needs or the motivations of the business first should shock nobody, which is actually one of the reasons why I believe that we need to insert the public's capacity in the public responsibility to control how this technology platform is rolled out and how we have access to it. That's why I believe that we need regulation. At the same time, I think there's a parallel consideration as well, Jordan and Paul, and that is that I don't think that just because we regulate or because we intend to regulate, parents should not abdicate their responsibility. It should not assume that regulation is going to be asserted for the role of parenting. There's still a role for judgment. There's still a role for discipline. There's still a role for having limitations on children and setting limits and boundaries for children. And much of that has been abdicated to these technologies simply because they're there and we don't understand them. And so we simply allow our children to do whatever it is that they want to do, to be able to access everything they want to say. The stuff that comes into our homes or comes into our telephones, our devices on the internet, can be things that we would never allow to come in the mail. We would never allow people to come into our house to pitch to our children. And we've abdicated that because it tends to be a platform generally adults don't understand or not as deeply embedded in. And so there's a parallel responsibility, and even I say even a higher responsibility on the part of parents to be able to exercise control and judgment and discipline. At the same time, I think it's government, and I think Republicans and Democrats hopefully will find some common ground in saying, you know, it doesn't mean we have to regulate profits on this thing. We don't need to attack the motives, but we need to be able to set some bars and some standards for how these platforms get rolled out.
That's a really, really good point. That, you know, if you're a parent, don't, you know, you don't have to be friends with your kids all the time. I mean,
well, you better be friends with them on Facebook so you know what they're doing. And I get all of that. And I totally agree with that. Like, I don't think parents should have their kids on Snapchat if you're not on Snapchat without knowing what they're doing. I think it's important to follow your kids to make sure you know about their Finsta, which is their fake Insta. And yes, they have one. Finsta. And if you think your kids don't have one, they do have one. So go ask some friends. But Stephen, it's not just about protecting kids. It's about cutting off the heads of the hate speech. It's about stopping the spread of incitement to violence. And I was wondering, because I was personally attacked on a bunch of these platforms during what was going on with George Floyd locally. So do you think that Facebook, and did you come across this when Minneapolis was having this awakening going through the whole George Floyd experience over a year ago? What role did social media play, and was the Urban League involved in cutting down on some dissemination, on coming down on some incitement to violence? Was there a situation there?
Yeah, there's a general consensus that the way that these platforms work is to tend to allow people, as Paul was saying earlier, not only to allow but to encourage people to choose sides, which leaves the middle wide open, and it means that you have companies like Facebook that are, and you have organizations like the Urban League that are forced to really to address the people who are on the fringes one way or another, because there's nobody's in the middle ground. Everybody has chosen sides. And I think that's an unfortunate side effect. I don't think that that's something that these social media platforms have cultivated. I don't think it's something they asked for. I think it's a result of the business that they're in. But it's also a reflection of the times that we're in. I don't know, frankly, Paul and Jordana, how successful we're going to be in regulating or instituting regulations. I can't even imagine what they would be that will allow for us to, you know, to be able to determine, you know, to be able to police hate speech, to be able to say what constitutes hate speech. This is dangerously close to censorship. And, I'm uncomfortable with that, but I'm more uncomfortable with just leaving it by itself and for expecting Mark Zuckerberg and who's I'm using as a proxy here, but expecting, you know, the social media companies to figure this out for themselves, because they've indicated, they've already shown us that their primary motivation is to earn a dollar, and they're wildly successful at doing that. And so we've got smart people who have some capacity, people way smarter than I do, who understand this technology way better, but we've got to figure out a way to reduce the capacity and the way that these platforms push us to the margins and to the fringes and to make us into an us versus them kind of society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more we. More we would be nice. Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities president and CEO, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your thoughts and your perspective, and we need them now more than ever. Wish you the best. We'll catch you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Stephen. Bye-bye.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.